The Texas Panhandle, July 19. Cresting a small rise, Bishop immediately slowed the pickup. For the past few hours, they had encountered the random, abandoned car or truck, usually parked on the shoulder, as the motorist had run out of fuel. What he saw ahead was a completely foreign scene. The region was remote, desolate, and unlikely to be populated with snipers. Whatever was in front of them was dark and dead.
"I'm gonna scout this on foot," he declared,
letting the truck coast to a stop. It took Bishop a minute to throw on his load rig. While he'd been driving with his body armor already strapped to his chest, most of their trip so far had been through Alliance territory, a population living within rule of law. What had initially drawn his attention was the color of the pavement. The mundane off-white concrete they had been passing over for hours suddenly changed to a charcoal gray, with streaks of black. There was also something in the road ahead, blocking both lanes and towering as high as a two-story building. As he approached closer, Bishop could see the wreckage was, at least in part, comprised of automobiles. An axle here, an engine block there. Remnant fragments of cars and trucks littered the roadway. Rusty hulks of what had once been fenders and bumpers were scattered everywhere.
"What could have sliced and diced all these cars like that?"
Something had not only burned, there had been an inferno right in the middle of the road. He cautiously stepped into the blackish void, unsure of what to expect. Other than his footprint outlined in the soot, nothing happened. Bishop continued into the dark landscape, head swiveling and rifle high against his shoulder. The scene was surreal, reminding him of the backdrop of a scary B-movie. It was just creepy. A few of the vehicles were reasonably intact, but there was something odd about the way they rested on the dark carpeting of ash covering the earth. After passing several examples, it dawned on him that the tires and wheels had melted away, leaving what remained resting low to the ground, almost like children's toys. Whatever happened here had involved an enormous release of energy. For a moment, he thought he might be roaming into ground zero of a small nuclear blast. He quickly dismissed the idea, as there had been no such rumors or news. As he progressed further into the dark zone, the evidence continued to support an explosion, followed by a horrendously hot fire. The occasional piece of sheet metal now had jagged edges, a sign of the scrap being ripped away from its parent machine. Glistening pools of melted glass added to the melancholy decor, the moonlight just bright enough to give them a haunting hue. Up ahead was the monolith, a tall formation rising from the roadway, and the clue he hoped would explain the surrounding mystery. There, rising at least 30 feet into the air, was a sculpture of twisted metal and deformed machinery. He had to hike halfway around the mass before he was able to recognize what it was. The trailer of an 18-wheeler. A tanker, probably hauling gasoline. He poked around the tanker, having to use a lot of imagination to recreate the scene.
"Where's Sherlock Holmes when you need him?"
he whispered to the ghosts.
"A sculpture of death. Supersized monument to the souls who were lost here."
The explosion would have been tremendous, shaking the ground for miles. Anyone not killed instantly in the blast would have perished quickly in the heat. Those who were at the edge of the disaster probably had the oxygen sucked from their lungs by the firestorm that followed the initial detonation. The exploding vapors in every stranded automobile would have added to the bloodbath. Was taking his family into the Badlands worth his freedom? Bishop shook his head.
"How bad could it be?"
he pondered.
"We're loaded with food, ammo, shelter, and heart," he whispered to the ghosts. "We're headed into one of the most remote, unpopulated areas on the entire continent. We can handle this."